More than 90% of households in Bethel use heating oil to keep warm, according to census data. But a lot of people supplement with wood, even though there are no trees on the tundra. And then there's Jeff Sanders, who exclusively heats his 3,000-square-foot home in Bethel with wood he scavenges around town. As part of the Alaska's Energy Desk series, The Cost of Cold, Sanders says he hasn't used heating fuel since 1974.
I'm an opportunistic wood gatherer. In the window work I do, there's a lot of crating, and it's all wood crating. I burn that. Comes right off my own job site. Oftentimes pallets are available. They're easy to work with. Actually, sometimes there's enough paper products up at the post office that I can heat my house for long periods of time with what's left on the tables at the post office. Quite notably, a couple of weeks ago, there was a religious booklet there that I think we're in a community that likes to find their own way to the Lord. So they were being discarded in heaps. And I think I heated my house with those booklets for about 3 days straight. This is one of my favorite kind of wood. Not only because it's dry spruce, but because it's just the right size so I don't have to split it. Here, we'll give it a lot of air and let it rip. Maybe you'll be able to.
I don't want to spend the money for fuel. Plus, I just, I guess it's a green aspect of my life. I just prefer not to burn fossil fuels or use them. Sometimes it's unavoidable. And I probably don't do any better job of avoiding using them than anybody else. But when I can, I try to use other forms of energy. Probably there's costs I just don't bother to keep track of. Gathering wood a lot of times requires gasoline to go get it.
And time?
I'm not considering my time either. I enjoy it enough that it kind of supplants recreation. If I was in Anchorage, maybe I'd be spending the time going to the theater. But here I just like to be out in my yard chopping wood.
The Cost of Cold is a series from Alaska's Energy Desk about how Alaskans around the state heat their homes. Reporter Christine Trudeau produced this story from Bethel.